serving veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes as we mark 75 years since the signing of the surrender documents that ended World War II. So much has changed in those 75 years, and the number of men and women who were involved in forging that victory that ended the world's worst conflict is dwindling daily. Tony Varicella is the executive director of the 75th World War II Commemoration Committee. He joins us from Hawaii to tell us exactly what's happening this week and how long they've been working toward the events to mark this special anniversary.
The whole things started moving about 2 years ago, because the first efforts were really to get the Congress to pass national legislation regarding the commemoration. And they did do that in early 2019, and they put it under the auspices of the Department of Defense. So it was actually passed by a bill in Congress. Our honorary co-chairs on the national level were Senators Bob and Elizabeth Dole. The Bob Hope Legacy, which is part of the Bob and Dolores Hope Foundation, became the presenting sponsor for all things happening on the mainland for this commemoration, as well as those things happening here in Hawaii. So that's how it got started in early 2019. And then the committee really took hold about a year ago, started really working on all of the efforts and plans, focused on a 5-day period from August 29th to September 2nd. And there were a whole series of events that were related to education, community, of course, bringing the warbirds here for the Legacy of Peace aerial parades, and then very special efforts and events for our World War II veterans that we had hoped would be able to join us from around the country and around the island. So that's how things really got kicked off, if you will.
Yeah, and I know how much time and how many people have invested their heart and soul into this. So I know it's difficult when some of the plans go out the window. But you just mentioned there were going to be veterans coming from all over the country. And many of those veterans are guys who've appeared on this program and shared their stories. And sure. COVID-19 just made that an impossibility. But tell us what you are doing and what people can look forward to.
Absolutely, because it's all about, you know, it's always onward and upward, as we say. Yeah, there's tons of people and organizations, both civilian, community, military, that have certainly worked tirelessly, and it's all for our World War II veterans, as you said, and our greatest generation who also served on the home front. The spirit has always been, hey, whatever turn occurs, we are going to try to make it as positive as possible. So what we are focused on is there are a number of educational efforts. We converted those primarily to virtual. There was an international leadership forum that happened in the middle of August and was very successful with people and students from different parts of the world interfacing with our military and community leaders. There's other educational programs in the schools here, and there are exhibits and platforms that we're creating that will live on after September 2nd so that people from around the country or the world can tap into those resources, audio histories, video clips, images and text stories and so on about the war, about the veterans, and about the civilians. So that front is still pushing forward, just becoming more virtual. We are happy that the warbirds, there's 14 of them, that were able to come over on the USS Essex, and they've been here offloaded since August 15th, and were able to, as you can probably see and your audience can see from a lot of stories around the country and beyond, they're just majestic. They're here to help honor and celebrate again our World War II veterans and greatest generation. They're going to be actively involved. There's 3 Legacy of Peace aerial parades. They will start the morning of August 29th, also on Sunday, August 30th, and then, of course, on the morning of September 2nd, which is the 75th commemoration ceremony. For those that aren't on this island, we're also going to be getting film of the warbird parades on the Saturday and Sunday, so that can be shared out there with the world. So that's a really big part of that, and it's and in a way, as you know, it's quite symbolic because on September 2nd, 1945, in Tokyo Bay, in addition to the signing occurring on the USS Missouri, there were a lot of other ships in the water that day, and there were 800 aircraft flying overhead. So in many ways, this is quite symbolic of that. So it's a very exciting part. The aircraft owners and pilots and mechanics and crew have worked tirelessly and for months to be here, be part of it, and to salute and honor our World War II veterans. So that's a huge part of what's happening.
And all of that, of course, we'll be able to access on your Facebook page and on the website?
Yes, absolutely. We will have up the routes and the timing of the actual Legacy of Peace aerial parades. And for those that live on Oahu here in Hawaii, the three routes collectively will ensure that anybody on this island, regardless of where they live, will be able to actually see them in the air. And then we're going to publish that out there. Any video and all that's captured, we will have links directly there for people to see. And then, of course, everything will be leading up to September 2nd, 2020, where between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, we will have the 75th World War II commemoration ceremony. That ceremony will be live streamed in many ways, but on the broadcast side, between our media partner here and the Defense Media Activity Group on the military side, the signal will be up for any broadcast group around the world to pull that down. We really want to get people around the world to tune in. This was a global conflict that ended, and the 75 years of peace ushered in certainly affected the entire world. So any media company anywhere in the world will get satellite access. For those of us that are consumers that want to view it in other ways, people just need to go to our website. And at the website, we will identify, one, there'll be a direct link. You can just click right in. The Facebook Live instructions will be right there as well. And then leading up to the second, there'll be a lot of media exposure, again, reiterating for people to be part of it, to participate, to share with others, and to always remember.
And as far as the ceremony on the Missouri on the 2nd, the very same deck of the very same ship where General MacArthur stood up and said, "Today the guns are silent," on September 2nd, 1945, what can we expect to see if people are tuning into that live stream for the actual ceremony on the Mighty Mo?
So what the folks will see between that 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. time frame is there will be a Legacy of Peace aerial parade that begins between 8:30 and 9 a.m. We'll be filming that and incorporating that directly into the live stream. The next phase of what they'll see is there are a number of ships, both U.S. and foreign, that will be in Pearl Harbor at the conclusion of RIMPAC, which is ending actually on Monday. And so a lot of those ships will be there. And so that'll be part of what people will see. There is going to be a Navy pass and review that will kick off the actual ceremony. That'll happen right around 9 a.m. Hawaii time. And then the formal program will start at 9:02. There will be a series of speakers there, including the governor of the state of Hawaii, Governor Ige, Admiral Phil Davidson, who is the commander of U.S. Indo-PACOM group, and the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, who as the keynote speaker. There will be a series of virtual methods that we are going to employ in the live stream to bring in our World War II veterans from outside of Hawaii who had hoped to be here and had planned to be here. And, of course, the difficult decision was made by all involved just this past Friday to inform them that we could not have them come at this time. So we're going to tie them in virtually. Every veteran that was going to be here will be mentioned, will share their name, their rank, their service branch. And for those that were in Tokyo Bay or on the Missouri September 2nd, we'll do a special shout out for those folks. But they will all be part of the ceremony. And our hope still is to have local World War II veterans from here in Hawaii on board. So the physical audience will be quite small, but the global audience will hopefully be quite enormous. So they're going to see a lot of different things. The Pacific Fleet Band and the Royal Hawaiian Band will be part of what is shared there. But I think the real key thing is there's a special focus of really bringing the World War II veterans, who we truly are trying to salute and honor, right into the ceremony. So that is how we have shifted gears. Once we knew that they weren't going to be able to physically be with us, we did not want to miss the opportunity to have them be here in some way, shape, or form in the ceremony, as well as, of course, our local World War II veterans. So that'll be the focus. But a lot of other special things will occur within the 2 hours between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
I hear how you guys have had to adjust in spite of all the plans you've been working on for a couple of years now. What a parallel to what happened in World War II when, you know, it started with a surprise attack. There were so many situations where if something had gone just a little bit differently, perhaps the Allies wouldn't have won, and you guys are adjusting and powering on and making sure that this is noted and these veterans are honored. Maybe you've thought about this, maybe you've had to answer this before, Tony, but why is this so important? Why does it matter that we mark this anniversary and that this story gets shared around the world?
The Greatest Generation, which included, as we said, our World War II veterans, as well as all the people, not just around the United States and around the islands here in Hawaii, but around the world, that gave everything they could and participated in one common cause in those years, and that was to end the deadliest conflict of all time. The sacrifices that people made on the battlefield and on the home and how they served on the home front are just extraordinary. Every story that you hear, every time you talk to one of these people, you can't help but be inspired and humbled at the same time, truly. And the lessons people today should certainly learn from all of them are enormous. You listen to their sacrifices, and then when you think about what people are asked in this day to fight this pandemic, it's minor what we're asking people to do today compared to all that these people have gone through, many of which, of course, gave the ultimate, their entire lives. As we might remember, the estimates are somewhere between 80 and 100 million people died in World War II around the globe. We should never forget. We always have to remember what everybody did to end this conflict and to usher in 75 years of global peace and prosperity around the entire globe. I mean, nobody can ever thank or repay them enough. And we should never let anybody in any generation forget, because, you know, all of our lives would certainly have been quite different, I presume.
Yeah, if we exist at all, in some of our cases, if our fathers or grandfathers hadn't made it back, we wouldn't be here. Well said, Tony. Exactly. Much appreciate your time. And I'll put the links up at hometownheroesradio.com. But one more time, for folks who are looking for you online or on Facebook, what's the best way to find you?
So the official website is www.75thWorldWar2commemoration.org. And we will have everything up there so that you'll be able to find already lots of imagery, video clips, oral histories, and so on and so forth. But most importantly, in the next few days, you're going to find out about the timing and the routes of the Legacy of Peace aerial parades, and you're going to find out about how to connect to the live ceremony on September 2nd, 2020.
I know there's a beautiful silver B-25 Old Glory who I've seen before that's out there, and a PBY and an AT-6. Do you have a favorite of all the warbirds you've seen so far out there?
Not really. They're so different and unique. I mean, I think for a lot of us, the PBY adds a layer of excitement, with the landing and takeoffs from the water. You know, it's quite extraordinary. And during the attack in Pearl Harbor, there were over 30 of those PBYs were destroyed. And so to have two of them back here to participate, along with Old Glory, as B-25 and all the other aircraft, I mean, they're all special. But we're just excited that these people sacrificed what they have done in the last few months just to be part of this, because we're all doing this for the right reasons. That's for our veterans. It's for our Greatest Generation. And what we're going through in terms of adaptations and evolutions is really insignificant. But as long as we stay focused on saluting and honoring those people that we all should be saluting and honoring.
Amen. And on behalf of all our listeners, I just want to say mahalo nui loa to you and your committee for not throwing in the towel, for making sure this would happen some way, somehow. And I know our veterans will really appreciate it. Tony Varicella, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And thanks to all of those folks out there listening. Please tune in please be part of it and please share it with others.
Okay, we have our marching orders. That website again, 75thwwiicommemoration.org. I have it linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com. Be ready to watch live wherever you happen to be on September 2nd. And join us again next time for a B-24 bomber pilot turned family doctor with quite a story to tell. That's all the time we have on Hometown Heroes today. I'm Paul Leffler, reminding you again that freedom is not free.